Just shut
Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Kevin Hall.
Woo!
I don't need any introduction. Kevin Hall Unleashed. So that's the title of today's sermon. Not really, but... Are y'all ready, or am I just going with it anyway?
Just go with it.
Okay. Alright. I was going to use another... Can y'all hear me? I can talk loud enough without a microphone.
Yeah, you don't even need a microphone.
I actually prefer to do without a microphone unless y'all need it. Do you need it, Danny?
Leave it on.
Leave it on.
Just talk behind it.
Just talk behind it somewhere. Okay. Nancy called me and asked me if I wanted to do this, and I told her to let me pray about it and think about it a little bit. And it didn't take long, and I said yes. And this whole one day I spent 9 hours writing because I couldn't do anything else, so I wrote. The Holy Ghost gave me my first sermon. And I thought maybe it'd be something different by the time I got here today, but it hasn't been, and I'm ensured that I'll have another one by the time it's time to preach again, so we'll just go with this. First of all, let me say good morning, or it's almost afternoon now. Well, we had a little setback, but that's okay. I want everybody to do something real quick. I like crowd participation, so I know y'all haven't done very well so far. I'm grading you, actually. But raise your hands up and just say this word right here, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That word right there means praise Yahweh is what it technically means. Praise God. Yahweh is God. Hallelujah. Just practice saying that word because it's really uncomfortable at first, to be honest with you. It was with me. Hallelujah. But one more time, raise your hands up and say hallelujah. Come on, shout to God. God's going up there saying, what in the world are they saying? I can't hear a thing. But be excited about God. Let God know you're here today. Let God know you're here every day. If we really understand the glorious things we have through Christ, I don't see how you could possibly be or couldn't be excited. There are so many things, not only our salvation, but our healing, our my ability to get up here and speak, my family, so many things God has given us that should excite us. We shouldn't be walking around, moping around, talking about how bad we feel. If you want, you can always find things that to complain about. Everybody can. My family knows I can, certainly. But I've worked real hard to change that. Let's talk about the things that we know are good instead of the things that we see all around us that's bad, the news and all the bad things that we have run across. And we'll continue to run across. Satan's not going anywhere. Satan is the god of this world. It says that in the Bible. Everybody knows that. I won't go to that scripture today. We'll talk about that another day. But and I don't want to talk about Satan a lot. But Satan is the god of this world. So we're going to see Satan every day. We're going to see Satan and the people we work around and work with and things we deal with. I work in a prison. I see all kinds of negativity every day. I refuse to let that rule my life. And I encourage you not to let negativity rule your life. It will if you let it. We can do all things through Christ. And that means all things, not some things. So, bow your heads and let's pray, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here today to worship and praise you. We are here for you today, Lord. We live to praise your holy name forever. Lord, give us the understanding to know your word and your will. And may we all leave here this morning better than we came in. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit today about a bunch of things. But first of all, I'm going to take my watch off. Because I want to tell you what now. I've been telling people I was going to preach. And that first thing they told me is, well, how long is the sermon going to last? And I said, I don't know. Until I finish. That makes people uncomfortable. Grandma's going to start fidgeting, I know. I love you, Grandma. I'm I'm going where the Holy Ghost leads me to go, and that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, if you have to do something else, you know, I understand. People want a time. They want me to tell them a time. They want us to put it in the church bulletin. I want to know when the preaching's going to start, so maybe I can miss all the praise and worship, or maybe I want to know when the preaching's going to start so I can miss the preaching. Some people want praise and worship. Some people want preaching. Some people don't want any of it. They just come here to be here. If you don't come here expecting something from God, that's exactly what you're going to get is nothing. Nothing from God. God's not, you're not going to come in here moping and thinking, I can't do anything to save your life. I can't do it. God can do it. I can lead you in the right direction. I can give you some ideas and pointers and tell you what God says and tell you what Jesus said in his holy word. But I can't save your soul. God can save your soul. So come here expecting, I hope you're expecting today. We need to, and I see this too often, and I want to talk about things that I see that people don't realize are problems that are. And people want to set their whole schedule around when they eat. That's the biggest thing I see is eating. People in this town especially love to eat. And I love to eat too. And when it's time to eat, I'm ready to eat. And most of the time, don't care what's going on. But we need to schedule our eating around worshiping God. We don't give God much time. Most people don't. They might give him an hour on Sunday if everything works out all right. But sometimes they don't even give God that. We should be praising God, and it's kind of become my motto, praise God every second of every day. So every time you hear me preach, you're going to hear me say that at least once. Praise God every second of every day. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're here for, to praise God. And so you might have to work on every second of every day, but we're going to work on right now, for right now, okay? I want everything the Word says is mine. I want healing. I want salvation. I have salvation. I can't tell if you're saved. I can't look at you and tell if you're saved. No one can. The only person that knows if you're saved is you and God. God knows, of course. I was raised, I thank my grandma, for one, for getting me to go to church, and she probably thought it was doing no good whatsoever, but she still made, I was made to go, just like I'm making my kids go, and she probably thought it did no good at all, and I'm here to tell you it did. It did a great deal of good, because I'm here now, and I love God, and that a lot is due to you, because you wouldn't listen to what anybody else said, and you made me go to church, whether they liked it or not, right? So here I am, and thank you for that, by the way. That uncomfortable silence. I don't want to say nothing I'll regret later, you know what I mean? I encourage you to be in a church that and that will teach the whole Bible, the Bible the way it is, not the way they want it to be, not some off-the-wall version. Some versions are good, some are not. Be careful what you read. Be careful who you listen to. They're not all preaching the Bible. I think some bookstores must sell Bibles that are cut in half. And I don't mean just the New Testament or the Old Testament, because people are, some of the things they're saying didn't come from the Bible. So be leery of that. So I was raised in a church, of course, and forced to go to church. And then when I got to the point where I could decide for myself, I didn't go to church. Didn't want to go to church. And there comes a time where you just can't drag me no more. I got big enough, it's hard to drag me. My grandfather died in 1991. And I was in my first year of college. And that upset me greatly. Still upsets me. And I turned against God, against everything. I turned against everybody, really, whether they knew it or not. I didn't like anybody. Didn't want to talk to anybody. didn't want to be around anybody, and didn't want to talk about God. Then later on in the years, in my early 20s, I started studying pagan religion. And then by the time Joe and I got married, I believed in God. But I couldn't tell you much more than that. But I did believe in God. But you know what? Satan believes in God. Believing in God don't make you a Christian. Believing in God don't mean you're going to go to heaven. Satan knows who God is, and Satan believes in God, and every demon believes in God and is scared of God. And that's not going to get you to heaven. But what I want to say is God did not give up on me. And God has not given up on anybody in this room or anybody in this world. God has not given up on anyone. And he didn't give up on me. And when I let my guard down and we walked into a church in Manhattan just to see how pretty it was, that's why we walked in there. I want to see a pretty church. That's all I was doing. I wasn't looking for God. I wasn't planning on doing anything. And I walked in that church, and literally, like the Bible says, he will come like a thief in the night. And it's talked about in Revelation. But that's the way it came on me. Like a thief in the night. Because I sure wasn't expecting it. And I felt this feeling on me that like I can't describe. This peace that I'd never had. And that was actually me and Joe's second anniversary date is when it happened. First anniversary. First anniversary date it was, actually. Yeah. So, I've been heading straight forward for God and fighting for God ever since. And I've had some struggles with that, of course, and you will too. And those struggles won't stop. We just got to know what to do with the struggles when they come. And we fight the devil every day. I went on to become ordained as a minister, and that scared me to death. Even though I knew I was called to do that, and I knew that's what I was supposed to do, it still scared me. I took it so seriously, I still take it seriously, that I had times that I was scared to even... I told Joe, I said, I put the plaque up, our ordination certificate in the drawer, took my cross off my neck. I just wanted to step away from all of it. It just scared me so bad. And it was part of that was because I was so young, and still am young, in Christ and Christ's family. I'm just a baby. And I didn't know how to fight. And I had all these thoughts, and, well, I'm not good enough to be a Christian. I'm not good enough to be a, certainly not good enough to be a preacher. So I had to learn, that went on for months, frankly. Then one day I heard, you can't run from this. That's what I heard on my spirit. I've been hearing things on my spirit like that all my life. My family certainly can testify that I'm a type of person that has I call it a gut instinct. Well, that gut instinct was God. It was God all along. How did I know that things were going to happen before they would happen sometime? I just didn't know where to give the glory. And to God be all the glory. And God said you can't run from this one. You can't run. You can't get away. You can put that necklace up, take that cross off, put that plaque in the drawer. You can do anything you want to do, but you still ministering for me. You still mine. And that one feeling on or thought on my spirit changed my whole life forever. And I'm at the point that nothing can stop me. It can't stop me. The devil can't stop me. You can't stop me. Nobody else can stop me. I am stronger than anything in this world. Or he that is in me, rather, is stronger than anything in this world. And that makes me stronger than anything in this world. And I can conquer, and I will win always with Christ. I like notes. I don't know if y'all like notes. I am a soldier of God, and I expect y'all to be, and to lead people to God That is our job. We're all ministers. You don't have to be ordained and have a certificate to be a minister. That's what you're called to do. If you're a Christian, you are a minister. You automatically are. We have to resist the devil, and he will flee. He's already been beaten. We just have to remind him sometimes. I'm now enrolled in Rhema's Correspondence Bible School, which is going to teach me a whole lot more, so I can teach you a whole lot more. And I promise you, there's not a second of any day that I'm not worshiping God, no matter what I'm doing. And I encourage you to be the same. I love to pray in tongues. It gives me a peace that I've never had before. A lot of churches don't even preach tongues. Why, I don't know. It's in there. If you've never been saved or filled with the Holy Ghost, I encourage you to talk to us later. We can have an altar call, and we can take care of that today. Don't live your life not knowing if you're saved. If you're unsure, by all means, let us know. We'll ask that again later, because we don't know when the end will be here, or our end.